Yeah, we're holding by the bottom of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The bottom of the Gemara again, the last Gemara we had was that Tanya Hoy Rabbi Meir Omer Meir used to say, Godol Einshoy Shalovon Yoisam Yoinshoy Shotcheles. Someone that does not wear lovon, does not wear Pasha Tzitzis, he'll get a bigger punishment than somebody that does wear lovon, but just they did not put on Tcheles. And we'll soon see the reason, because it's harder to get Tcheles. So if you do not do the simple mitzvah, you get more, it's a bigger punishment. And Marshal Lamad Avodim, what is this like? The Melech Bas Avodim, like a king. Shoma Lishne Avod, we said to his two slaves, Liechot Oma Hav Lichaisim Shotit. One, he told him, bring me back a seal made out of cement. A simple one to bring. Well, Liechot Oma, but to the second slave, the king said, Hav Lichaisim Shotit, bring me a golden seal. Well, Pashu Shneim Lahiviyu, both of them were Peshaya, both did not to do their job. Is Ezemiam Einshem Ruba, which one of these two slaves gets the bigger punishment? Have Yoima safe himself, you understand? Zer Shomlo Havali Chaisim Shotit, the one the king told, bring me a simple cement seal. That's simple to do. How come you didn't do it? For that you get a bigger punishment. Floy Haven, still you didn't bring it. That's the same as far also. It's easier to have Lovin, like we do Bizman Azer. But it's harder to have Tchelis because you can't always find Tchelis. It's hard to find Tchelis. Bizman Azer, we don't have Tchelis altogether. So if you don't do tchelis, it's less of a punishment, even b'zman you could do it, than one that does not put on lovin at all. The other Mor says, Tanya, we learned, Hoyi Rabbi Meir, Omer Rabbi Meir used to say, Chayiv Odim Levorach Meir Brochus B'chol Yom. Every single Yid has a chiyuv to make 100 brochus every single day. Shneimer Pesuk says, V'yato Yisrael, Mo Hashem Lachecha Shom Mimoch, like Mo Zred, like Meir, 100. That Hashem wants from us to make 100 brachas every single day. Rav Chiya bread, Rav Avi, the Shabbat of Yom Tova, when it became Shabbos or Yom Tov, then the Shemone Esrei does not have 19 brachas. It only has 7 brachas. So you're missing a lot of brachas. Throughout the weekday, we say Shemone Esrei, and we have Chazoras HaShatz twice, so you have a lot of brachas. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're missing all those brachas. So Torah Chom Malilu, who used to fill up the brachas, be is Parmakio umegadi. He used to eat a special food like, or else Rashi says b'samim. He used to smell b'samim to have to make a bracha on it. So he'd make a lot of brachas to be mashtam to make sure he had 100 brachas. That's a little bit minig. Why on Yom Kippur sometimes people smell to make brachas in order to be mashtam to make sure every single day, even on Yom Kippur, you're supposed to have at least 100 brachas you make a day. Tanya we learned Hoy Rabbi Meir Weimer. That Chayiv Adam Levorach Shalos Brachos B'chol Yom. Like these are one of the 100 brachos you have to make every day. What are 3 brachos at least? Elohein Shoshani Yisrael. We say Shoshani Goy, but here the bracha nusach was Shoshani Yisrael. Chanami, someone decided to put down the sefta of the girsa Shoshani Goy, and that was the riff in the Rosh's girsa also. And that's the way we say it. But the Gemara's girsa is Shoshani Yisrael, and then Shoshani Isha. And Shloyasani Bur, you did not make me a Bur, meaning an empty-headed person. Rav Acher by Yaakov, Shmuel Abrei, that became a Baruch Shloyasani Bur, you heard his son making such a bracha, that Shloyasani Bur, Hashem did not make me empty-headed. Omalei Kuli Hainami, like for such a thing like this, you also have to make a bracha. In other words, Rashi says, Mishabecha Nafshecha, Tienecha Moritz, like does it pass, that you should make a bracha, like to praise yourself, that you're not an Amoritz, that you shouldn't do, it's not so nice. Someway said back to him, V'yelamayim Mevorach, what is the third bracha then? Shlo Yosani Yevid, that's the bracha that Hashem did not make us like an Eved Kenani, who were potter from a lot of mitzvahs. Someway asked the question, if so, Hani Isha, look, we made a bracha Shlo Yosani Isha. So an Eved has the same halacha as like an Isha. Rashi says, the Isha Nami Shivcho Labailan, Tosant. Rashi says, an Isha, wife is also like a maid to a husband. Kiev the rabbi, or else Lishnach, Rina Rashi says, Hainu Isha Linya Mitzvois, Isha V'yevet Shavu, they both have the same halachas. The Garmin and Lola, so what do I have to make 2 brachas, Shloyasan Isha, and Shloyasan Yoved? Samara says, that still, Eved Ziltfei, still it's a bigger zilus, it's a bigger degradation, you're degrading yourself more by being an Eved than an Isha. So therefore, even though we made a bracha, Shloyasan Isha, still we have to make a bracha Shloyasani Isha. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Chalozoin Zehu Gufoi Doim Liam. The Chalozoin, that's his name of the fish. that we make the, we take the blood and we make the, that we make the trails from. So it resembles the sea, it looks like the sea. Ubriyosa daimeladag, but its shape is like a fish. And the oila echod l'shivim shana, it comes up, it appears once in 70 years. Uvedomoit seifen tcheles, and with its blood, we dye the blue thread. That's how we get the tcheles, with the blood of this chalazin. The figure, therefore, adom avikorm, it's very expensive, tcheles is very expensive, because it's hard to get tcheles. This fish only comes up, Rashi says, ve'elim in oritz, interesting. Rashi has a girsa, comes up in oritz, the chur, comes up from the yam. Rashi says, olam, basis, olam in oritz, says, according to Rashi, means if you go fishing for it, mashmi, you could find a lot of them. Just this chalazin by itself comes up on the oritz, that's one in 70 years. So Rashi says, the fikuch, shein oilu le'achas, la'in shono, tell me, because therefore it's very expensive, it doesn't come up so often. Therefore it's very scarce, therefore it's very expensive. Tanya, we learned. Omer Rabbi Nosson, Ein lecho ko mitzvah kala sheksuva batoiro shein matin schor b'olo mazel olo mabo. That every single mitzvah we have, even the simplest one, they will receive reward both b'olo mazel and olo mabo. Is any day a kama, but you don't know how much reward will you receive? So Mura says, if so, say you lamad the mitzvah sitzis. Go and learn out from the mitzvah sitzis. Rashi says, mitzvah kala, asay b'yama, it's a mitzvah kala. And still you see the reward, that ma'isa b'yodimech, it happened a story once with one person, shal yizoyah b'mitzvah tzitzis. He was very nizir, he was always very careful to do the mitzvah tzitzis. Shoma sheyesh zoyna b'karchi ayom. He heard that there was a zoyna that lived b'karchi ayom on the other side of the ocean. Shenatelas dalad me'yazuvim b'schara, that she takes b'amish 400 golden coins for reward to live with her. That's how good of a zayna she is. So shigulay abe meyazuvim. This Jew by stance, he had a type of his nus, and he lived with zaynus, and he wanted to live with this one. So he went and he sent her 400 dinarin gold. He sent to her the kovul ozman, and he made up a time when he's going to live with her, when he'll be with her. Kishigi ozman, or came that time, bo b'yoshev ala pesach. The Jew came in and sat on the door. So the maid came in and told the Zoyna that the man that sends you the 400 zuvim golden coins is here now. That he's sitting by the door now. She said to him, Yikones, let him come in. Nichna, so the man came in, had sealoi zayin mitois, sheish shel kesef, priyachas shel zohov. So when he came in, she spread out seven beds, seven mitos, sheish shel kesef, six of them were from silver, v'yachas shel zov, one was made out of gold, u'ben kolachas v'yachas sulam shel kesef. Between one bed and another bed, there was a ladder to go up it, a silver ladder, v'el yoneh shel zov, and the top ladder to go to the top bed, that was also made out of gold, is also v'yoshva gabiel yoneh, kishi yaruma. She went up and sat and lied down on the top bed when she was undressed. The Yafu, the same thing, the Jew also, all he went up, Leshev Orum Kenegda. He went up also to lie next to her undressed. But Bo Dalet Sisosa, when he was taken off his tzitzis, they like Vatov Chalayaponu. They hit him on his face. So as soon as the tzitzis hit him on the face, his Nishmat, the Jew, came down. The Yoshev Lagabekarki came down on the floor. He left, he went down on the floor. And they didn't want to go up to have this nus. The Afi, when she saw this, Nishmato v'yoshma gavikaka, she also came down to sit down next to him on the floor. Omroloi, so she said to him, Gapa shoroimi. So Rashi says it means like she swore, Gapa shoroimi nishpa b'chaye melech. She swore like in the king's name. And she said like this, that Sheini manichsech, I'm not going to leave you until you tell me ma'amum risabi, like what Flemish did you see in me? How come you left me? How come you didn't come up? Is oh my law? So he said to her, avoid like I swear back to you, shlarisi shiyofakam oischa. I never saw such a beautiful lady like you. Elabot mitzvah achas sivonu Hashem lokenu. There's one mitzvah Hashem gave us, the tzitzis shmo, its name is tzitzis. Uksiv bon ataka says by the mitzvah tzitzis, ani Hashem lokechem shtei pomim. That Ani Hashem is says twice by the mitzvah tzitzis. So we darshin Anihu shosid liporei, v'Anihu shosid l'shalim schar. I'm a Kodesh Baruch that's going to pay back punishment to people that do not do this mitzvah, and I'm going to pay back reward to people that do the mitzvahs. Is Achshiv now Nidmolai Kedalad Edim? My four tzitzis that I had came and appeared to me, mamish like four Edim. That they will come and say this to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that if I do this nus, what kind of terrible punishment I get? So Mele of the tzitzis saved me, protected me, and stopped me from doing the Aveir of Znus. So kids, this is called the schar we get from the mitzvah, Boilam Azir. This is called the reward we have from the mitzvah tzitzis in this world. A tremendous reward. Omruloi, so she said to him, I'm not going to leave you alone. Achetoimali ma'ashmecha, tell them what your name is. O ma'ashemircha, what city you come from? O ma'ashemrabcha, what's the name of your Rebbe? O ma'ashemrabcha, what's the name of the yeshiva you buy? Shatalama that you learn. Shatalama by Torah. So Kosav Nosim B'yada, he wrote it all down. He wrote down his identification. He wrote down his name, his address, his Rebbe, his yeshiva, where he learns. Omdo v'chuk o'konech seho. She got up now and she divided up all her property. Shlish l'malchus, like a one-third she gave to the king. Rashi says, she nechenul yizgayir, that the king should leave her alone, the king should let her become a Jew. Or shlish l'aniyim, one-third she gave for tzedakah. Or shlish not l'biyada, and one-third she took with her. Chutz mi'oysa matzois, excluding also these beds that she had, she also took with us. That also she did not sell. And David, she brought it in. As Rashi says, "Who are you, man? That was the man that this person got these seven beds that she had. So the bed she didn't sell either. What happened was now, she went to the yeshiva of Rabbi Chia. She said, Rabbi, sivolai v'yasuni giyuris. I want you to make me into a ger. I want to become a Jew." Omar Allah, Sabchiyah said to her, Biti Shema Nechon Asate Vechem in a Tamidim. Like maybe you saw one of my Tamidim, and because of them you want to become a Jew, and maybe it's not called the Gugeris then. So her Tziyah Ksav Miyadish is true. She said she took out this Ksav, Vinoftala, she gave the Ksav to the exact Bochur in the Yeshiv, exactly who it was. Omar Allah, so he said back to her, Lechi Zochi B'mekra. Go ahead and be Zochi B'mekra, mean, go ahead, I'll be Mizgari you, and I'll let you live with it and you can get married. In other words, even though usually Geiris, we don't know Mekabel, I'm a Nas for this. The Vice Taisa Mechiyah saw that she meant it L'Shem Shemayim, that she did Tshuva, and she was Makir the Torah, and she was really doing L'Shem Shemayim. So therefore he said to her, go and be Zeicha the Mekha. Is Oysen Matzor Shasila B'Yissa. Those beds that you used to do B'Yissa, Hatzila B'Hester. Now after you get married to him, live with him B'Hester. This is the man's chah that he received b'olam hazeh, that either it saved him from the mitzvah, from the aveira, or else that he received this reward, he received all this money. I don't know how much reward we receive in olam haba, even for the simple mitzvah. Om Rabbi Yehuda. So kitzah, we have to be zorim mitzvahs. We get the schar in olam hazeh and in olam haba. Om Rabbi Yehuda. Talis shula, if you borrow a talis from somebody else, so the locher is kol shloishim yom p'turim in a tzitzis. The first 30 days that you use it, you put them in a tzitzis. Since it's not called your beged, so midiraisi you put them, and even midirabonin, the first 30 days is still you put them. Mikan v'yelach, but after 30 days chayevis, then yechayiv, and poshtes midirabonin, that after 30 days now it looks like yours. Therefore, the Rabbanim will mechayiv you to put tzitzis on it. Tanya Nam Yochel, not the same way also. Hadar bepundiki b'Eretz Yisrael. If someone lives in an inn in a punduk in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Sheshol shalonim boy oivtim v'shovim. People that travel sleep there by night like a motel. If you sleep in a motel that's owned by a Jew in Eretz Yisrael. V'yaseuche b'ayis b'chutz loretz. Or if somebody rents a house in chutz loretz, the locher is kol shleshim yoyim potam in a mezuzah. The first 30 days you put them in a mezuzah. The house doesn't belong to you, you put them in a mezuzah. But mikan v'yelach, after 30 days go by, then you chayv in mezuzah, midrabbonin. Since now you're there already, 30 days it looks like yours. So again, in Eretz Yisrael, it's only if you're in an inn, but you rent the house, only in chutz lortz do you have 30 days. But mashm in Eretz Yisrael, if you rent the house in Eretz Yisrael, you mechuyev right away, like the Gemara says, Whoever rents a house in Eretz Yisrael, he has to make a mezuzah right away. Put up a mezuzah right away. Why? Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Mishum the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, V'liyacha shekovu shuvein and loitlo misham. Afilu yotzim menu, k'dimim perka shoyel. Hilcha v'kushi yotzim menu, v'vnei tarach mezuzah. So once you put up a mezuzah, you're not allowed to leave the place. And in Eretz Yisrael, we don't want you to leave it. So therefore, Vaisas with the Rabbonin, you have a chiv to put up your mezuzah right away. If you rent an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, the chiv is to put the mezuzah up right away. Only in Chutz Loretz do we have 30 days to put it up. And that's a shaila. If you rent a house here in America, like, can you put the mezuzah up right away? Or do you have to wait till 30 days are up? I think Ramesh writes in the Tshuva that you could put it up right away, but the bracha you should wait until 30 days pass by. At the end of 30 days, like, take it off, and then put it back up again with the bracha. Now it says in the Mishnah, Tfilah Shoyad Eino Makeves, that the tefillin shoyad is not marked of the shorosh. Like each one you could do separately. If you only have one pair, or you have a wound, you cannot wear both. You have to put on the one that you could. Omer Rav Chisda, Loishonu Ela Sheyesh Loi. It's only if you have both pairs of tefillin. Then even though now you're only putting on one, you mekayem the mitzvah. Avolein Loi Makevis, but if you don't own two pairs, then it's makev, then you're not mekayem the mitzvah with one alone. So Amru Loi, Sechom said back to Rav Chisda, Armata, like, do you still hold this? Like, what kind of svar is this? Amru Loi, so Chisda said back, Loi, no, like, he himself also retracted. Ela, rather, the svar should be like this. Like, man, the less Loi, Trey Mitzvah, is Chad Mitzvah, Namal 11, like, what kind of svar is this? Like, just because you can't do two, should that free you from not doing one? Rather, the law is, if you only have one, either Tfilin Shoyad or Tfilin Shoros, Avad, you should put that on. So Mori asked the question, Umikora Maisava, if so, what was Rav Chisda's first Havamin? How come he said that if you don't have both pairs, then you can't even be Mekayim one? So Mori said, he held at the beginning, it's Igzera Shem Yifsha, it's Igzera Shem Yiposha. Like Rashi at the beginning, tell me it's not Makir that you can be Yotzu with one, Yiposha Leikna Cheres, a person will be Poshaya, deliberately he won't buy another pair. So therefore, Lechatchila, he held that there should be Gzeira, that if you only own one pair, you cannot put that on. You have to have both, a Tefillin Shiyad and a Tefillin Shirosh. But the Seif Tesor is, no, we don't make such a Gzeira. Even though he only has one, Avadi should put on what he has. Omer of Sheishes, Kol Sheinu Meniach Tefillin, Oyveh Bishmoinei Essay. Whoever does not put on Tefillin, he's over 8 essays. So Rashi says, Dalad Parshiyos, Yesh Ben, the Akor Chad Kaim Matroyes, in each one of them there are two essays. That's how you have 8 essays in the Torah to put on tefillin. So if you do not, you're over these 8 essays. For Chol Shein Loi Tzitzis, the big whoever does not wear tzitzis in his clothing, Oyva V'chamisha Osa, Oyva V'chamisha Essay, Yoga, 5 essays. It says in your tzitzis 5 times. Trashi V'yosu V'nosnu V'ho Yurisem Kedilun Tas Lecho. For Chol Koyin, Shein Oyla Leduchin, or any Koyin that does not Oyla Leduchin, is over the Gimel essays, over 3 essays. And Chol Shein Loi Mezuzah, Pisch, whoever owns a house and does not have a mezuzah on it, is over Vishnei essays, over 2 essays. There's 2 times in Yin about Parsha Mezuzah. Uchsavtum, Uchsavtum, it says twice. V'yom Resh Lakish, Kol HaManiach Tfilin, Marvach Yomim, whoever does put on Tfilin, he'll have a long life. Shneema the Pasuk says, Hashem Aleyem Yichyu Ulechol Behen Chayei Ruchi V'sachalimeni V'yachiyeni. So Rashi says it means Oysam Shenoysam Aleyem Shem Hashem V'tfilin Yichyu. People that wear the Shem Hashem on them with having tfilin, they'll live long. So that's a school Arichas Yomim to have tfilin, to wear tfilin. Now the Mishnah says Ha'solus V'yashemen Ein Matvin Es Hayayin. When you have a Mincha, you're supposed to have solus and shemen, flour and oil, and when you bring the, like Rashi says, shemincha's nesachim, when you bring nesachim, you have to bring the mincha and yayin also. So even though you don't have the yayin, it's not makav to bring the mincha. There's a makvin as the yayin, shemhei v'yayin b'loy selos v'shemen minascha, or the opposite way. If you only have yayin and you do not have the mincha, the solus and the shemen, you can still bring the yayin. And v'loy ha-yayin makvin, and the wine is not makiv the mincha. That if you don't have yayin, you can still bring the mincha, you can still bring the selos and the shemen. Now hamatonois shal hamizbech achitzoin ein ma'akvois zu ezu.
One does not stop for you from bringing the other one. Rashi says, Kogoyin Dalad Matana Shachatis. By Korban Chatis, you have to make four Zerikas on the four corners of the Zdech HaChitzayim. Ezei Mat Vezuazu, Shil Lenos and Alachas Kiper. That by a Chatis HaChitzayim, we hold the Yepid Yotza, the Kapora, with only one Zerika. So, even though you do not make all four Zerikas, it's not Makiv. As long as you made one Zerika, but Yepid, you have your Kapora.
Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, what's in a price like this? The Pasuk says, "Umincha v'niskeyem," you should bring a mincha and the nesachim. Means the mincha with the yayin is hevi mincha v'yachakach hevi nesachim. You could bring your mincha first if you want, and then you could bring your nesachim tomorrow if you want. Rashi says, "Acharei vorim miyad v'yachra nesachim a mincha." After nesachim, you can bring the mincha. Rebbe Yoimer. Zevach uniskeim means habo zevach v'yachakach habo nesachim. The first you have to bring a korban, and then you have to bring the nesachim. In other words, according to Rebbe, right after the korban you bring the nesachim. Whereas according to the Tanakama, after the zevach, after the korban, first you have to bring the mincha, and then you bring the nesachim, then you bring the yayin. Samora says, for Rebbe Nami Yehoksid, the pasuk says uminchosla v'niskeim. Which is mashma, first bring the mincha after the zevach, and then first bring the nesachim, the yayin. So how could Rabbi say, right after the korban, bring the yayin? Samar says, no, who mi boi, that's what we need, le minchosam v'niskeyem balaylo, or minchosam v'niskeyem afil lumocho. There comes teach us that the mincha and the nesachim does not have to come with the korban itself. Even though you bring the korban by daytime, you can bring the mincha and the nesachim at nighttime, or if you want to even tomorrow. According to Rebbe, after the korban, first you bring the nesachim, the yayin, and then you bring the mincha. For the Gemara of Rabbanin, nam yaksiz zevach nesachim. I, according to Rabbanin, the pasuk says, after the korban, bring the nesachim. So how could Rabbanin say, no, after the korban, bring the mincha, then the nesachim? So Mar says, umiboyilei likediziri. They held this pasuk we need for ziris halacha. The Yom Aziri, the ziri says, Ein nesachim es kadishim ela b'shchitas hazevach. So when is the nesachim kadosh? When does that kadosh is a goof? Only after the shchitas hazevach. Meaning that the nesachim only has this kadosh after the korban. Re'lech nami lemaisa. What do you bring first after the korban? Avada, first you have to bring the mincha and then you bring the nesachim. So you come to teach us that the korban, the shchitas hakorban, that gives the kadosh to the nesachim. So the more of a Rebbe, nam in Berla likviziri. I, according to Rebbe Yossi, need this pasuk viziri zalacha. So maybe we do not know that the nesachim comes after the zevach. And Rabbanan nam in Berla lemechosav neskeim blayla mechosav neskeim mafilu lemacha. Because Rabbanan shos need for this type of bedracha, zitshuashim mechosav neskeim. To say like Rebbe says, it means teach us even at night and even tomorrow. So what is the machoikis Rebbe in the Tanakhama? These psukim could be dashed in both ways. So still we have to understand what is the machlekas, what is the tolion. So more explains like this. El rather hainu tamay the rabbanon. What the time of the rabbanon is? You see the pasuk says oyla umincha. It says oyla, and then a mincha means right after the korban. The next thing is you have to bring the mincha before you bring the nesachim. For Rabbi Fred Gemara Nami, you see by the pasuk says oyla mincha. So how does Rabbi not to say to bring the nesachim first? It says a mincha. El rather. Everybody agrees, if you bring the korban and the mincha and the nesachim together, the yayin together, everybody agrees the seder is first the korban, then the mincha, then the nesachim. So the pasuk says oylo mincha, it says first the korban oylo and then the mincha, and then later you bring the nesachim. Keep pligu with the machlekes bevoyim befnei yatzmon, when they come by themselves. When you bring the mincha and the nesachim by itself, not the same day, not with the korban. Rabbanan savri midaboyim im hazevach mincha v'yachach nesachim. Just like when they come all together, first comes the mincha after the korban, and then comes the nesachim. So b'fneyatz manami, the same way if you bring the mincha and the nesachim by itself, the same thing. Mincha first comes the korban, mincha v'yachach nesachim, then you bring the yayin. For Rabbi says no. Since you have to bring the korban, which is an achila, you bring a mincha, which is also called an achila. You finish everything with the achila, the korban and the mincha. Aber bis Neyatzman, when you bring the Nesachim and the Mincha by itself, then Rabbi holds the Svari is Nesachim Adif, Yateyad Nesachim is more important. Hoyel, the Misamra Shira Layel, since by Yayin, Levim said the Shira by Nesach Yayin, so that's the Cheshivas to it. Therefore, if you bring in a Mincha and the Yayin, Avada the Niske Yayin comes first, because of that Levim said the Shira, that has a Cheshivas to it, and then first you bring the Mincha. Now the Mishnah says, "Hamatonah shalom esbeach achitzan emakmin zuvezu." That this week is Saddam that you bring by achatis achitzan, even though you're supposed to make four separate suikas in the four corners, with one of them you mekayim the mitzvah. Yavi kaparo. Tana rabbanim. Minayin harivano lechol anitonim al esbeach achitzan shenostim bematonah achas shekiper. Harivano this halacham. That any zrika that's supposed to go on esbeach achitzan, even though sometimes the mitzvah is to do four. Sometimes it's Shtayim Shem Arba. How do we know that B'dievet, if you only make one out of the four, so you have the Kaparo, Shnem the Pesach says, V'dam Zavachecha Yishofech, Amizbayach Hashem Lekecha. V'dam Zavachecha Lachat Loshen Yochid, Mash, as long as you have one dam, Yishofech Amizbayach Hashem, you Yotza. So B'dievet, with one Zriko, you have your Kaparo. Now the Mishnah says, Ha'porim V'yo'elim V'yakvosim. So now the Gersim, the Assyrim, the Purim, the bulls you have to bring, the Elim and Isle is the rams, Bakfosim, the lambs. Eino makvin zezeh. One is not mak of the other, meaning if you only have one, you could bring it even though you can't bring the rest of them. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly which type of korbanos we're talking about. These are the korbanos that are brought that you have to bring in Chag HaShavuos. In Chag HaShavuos there are two sugim of korbanos, two korbanos oilo that you have to bring on the Chag HaShavuos. One are the oilas that are boys im shtei halechem, was excluding the shnei kvosim, which are really shal mitzibur. Besides the shnei kvosim that are brought with the shtei halechem, which are shlomim, there are also oilas that are brought with the shtei halechem. Like it says in the Parshin Vayikra, v'ikravtam al halechem shivas kvosim. It says that on the shtei halechem you also have to bring seven kvosim, seven layers, but these are korban oilas. Or par ben boka echo, the pasuk says, v'yelim shnayim yu oil Hashem. This is the passion by Yikro, that these are the different type of korban oilas that have to be brought on Shavuos l'kover the shtei lechem. And then there's also the pasha of Musafim, that we'll see in the Gemara, that says in the pasha is Pinchasim by Midbar, that there it says also the graftum oilo, parim b'nei boka shnayim, there for the Musaf, you have to bring two parim, ayil echod, and shiva kvasim. So the Chiddush and Mishnah is that the korban oilas that you have to bring, which says in Vayikra l'shem b'shtei lechem, are not makiv the korban oilas that you have to bring us musaf, which are said in Parshas Pinchas, that even you have one without the other, still you yotza. And who are din the oilas that are brought by the korban musaf also? They're not makvin elu as elu. If you don't have enough, you could bring as much as you have, like you're supposed to bring shnei parim, or yayil, or shiva kunosim. If you only have one par, one ayil, still you bring it. Kids, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, again, that the parim, v'elim, v'yakvosim, all these korban oilas that are supposed to be brought on Shavuos, are ein makvin zeh. One is not ma'ak on the other, even though you can't bring all of them, as much as you could bring, you should bring. Now Rabbi Shimon says, im hoyulahem parim rubim. Let's say like the Bezdin had enough money to buy a lot of korbanos, that they have enough. But Lohoyulahem Nesachim did not have enough money to buy the Nesachim that you need for each korban. Like each korban has to have a mincha and a yayin brought with it. That's the Nesachim of a korban oilah, is to have the mincha with the yayin. So let's say they do not have enough money to buy the Nesachim for the Purim. So Rabbi Shimon holds, Yoviyu parechad Nesachim. It's kedai rather just to bring one par with its Nesachim. And v'loy yikrevu kulam b'loy nesachim, but do not bring a lot of korbanos if you can't afford to bring the nesachim with it. It's mutter to bring just one par with its mincha, than rather bringing more parim without its nesachim. And the Gemara will learn off in the pasuk his halacha. So now the Gemara asks the question: Hani parim ukvosim deicha? Like, what is the Mishnah talking about? Which parim and which kvosim do you bring that the Mishnah said are not makiv zeh? Silem, if you want to tell me the Chag, the Kabonis that are brought on Chag HaSukis, those Kabonis, Fred Gemor, Kimishpat, Kimishpatam, Ksivbu, says the word Kimishpatam,
which Rashi says, which is Mashim Mikuva, that about all those kabbonas have to be brought. You can't bring one without the other. Over Yamarishan here, Rashi Taisa says, over Yamarishan, the like Siv Kemishpat, Siv Be Yir, it says the word Yir released. So the kids of the kabbonas you have to bring on Shavuos, or on Chukis, Shita, those are Makiv Zezir. So Elam, if you want it, Samara says, Elo de Rosh Chedish, it must mean the kabbonas that are brought on Rosh Chedish, Viyatzeris, and the kabbonas that are brought on Shavuos, the Chumash HaPikudim. That it talks about in the Chumash HaPikudim, that talks about in Bamidbor, which is by the parasha of Musafim. Samara says, if so, let's see, Elam de Echo, which Elam, which rams are we talking about? Idahanu, if we're talking about the Elam that it says in Pasha Sapikudim in Bamidbar, Ayel, the Ayelu, it only says to bring one Ayel. By the Musafim of Shavuos, it says over there, Purim b'nei Boker Shnayim Ayel Echad. You only have to bring one Ayel. So what does the Mishnah mean to say that the Elam, there's no two Elam in the Chumash Sapikudim? Idi Atzeres, if it means about the Kabbonis of Shavuos itself, of the Atzeres, the Toros Kanim, that talks about him by Yikro. If so, over there, Havaya Ksevhu. Over there it says the word Havaya, which is Masmali Kuva. So Taka, in the Pasha, so by Yikro, when it says the Kabbonis that are brought with the Shtei HaLechem, there it says Lashon of Yiyu, which will be Masmali Kuva. And there Taka, it says Shnei Elim. Vakopon, Masmali, you have to have two, you can't have one without the other one. So what does the Mishnah mean to say that the Elim are not Matvin Zuazu? All right, turn over.